football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
Jason Doherty standing alongside for Inspirations Paint Grovedale, Cats assistant coach James Kelly. Jace?
Yes, K-Rock's own James Kelly, because he seems to join us every time we're at GMHBA. But James, after last week's loss, what's been the week like for the group?
I mean, we like to think that most weeks are pretty similar. Part of our sort of review and learnings from last week was, you know, when you don't show up the right way around the ball and your mindset, defense and all that sort of stuff, you know, you get beaten, and particularly against a team like GWS. They're a really good team, they're really sharp, their good players played well, and yeah, it was hard to beat.
And St Kilda, they've been a bit of an what's going on up there? We can hear people chewing and carrying on, and I don't know what's going on. Yeah, hi Neildy, how are you? Yeah, that sounds a bit better. I think we've turned Davey off. And St Kilda, a little bit of a bogey team for the Cats in the last little while as well.
Yeah, they have been. I think, you know, they do pretty well against us at Marvel. You know, they like to really slingshot the ball off halfback. Obviously, Malira and Sinclair play a big part in that. They've got some really mobile sort of forwards. And their mids, particularly with Jack McRae now, they get good territory from their stoppages. So down here's a bit different. Ground's not as big, it doesn't play as fast, so that suits us, as we know, like, pretty well. We defend this ground really well, but it's always just a good contest, you know. I don't know if there's anything in Ross and Scotty being mates and they've got a bottle of wine on the game or something, but it's just always really good contest against St Kilda.
Kel, thanks for joining us. Do you take anything out of round two, or is it just that long ago? And I know Scotty talks about the game evolving, basically not year on year, but basically week on week. Is it something that you go back to the tape, or is it not really relevant today?
No, we went back a fair bit. Some of the things that we did in the game last time at Marvel, sort of, we felt really played into their hands. You know, we gave Malira and Sinclair a bit too much space. I reckon we probably got a little bit too fancy with our stoppages of how we were going to set up, trying to get an advantage, trying to sort of protect the stoppage through the midfield and things like that, which sort of doesn't really... it doesn't really help the boys play on instinct as much when we're trying to do too much, I think, was probably the learning. You know, and maybe there's a little bit of, like, St Kilda play Marvel really well, and we were over-indexing as coaches and all that sort of stuff. But mainly it was just sort of the space that we gave their dangerous players, is we didn't want to make that mistake again today.
You held over two emergencies. Usually you'll carry one over if the VFL plays before, and that was Stevens and Nevitt. But in the end, was it a case of management for both of them? George coming off a couple of AFL games to start his career in that regard, and Mitch Nevitt obviously played a lot of VFL footy this year.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that, and there's a little bit of just games like this towards the end of the year. You just better to be safe than sorry. So I think in previous years we've carried over a couple of guys a few times just to sort of make sure, and you know, we're coming to the end of winter, but people are still getting sick and stuff like that. So it's more just to protect against that. We've got a lot of guys that have got kids, so, you know, if someone hurts themselves in the warm-up and then someone wakes up and they've got gastro because their child's at daycare, we're in a bit of strife, particularly because the VFL played last night. So it's not like pulling someone from a game tomorrow or anything. When they play the night before, you sort of got to be overly cautious.
James, it's Ben Castanelli. Thanks for joining us.
Jeez. Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, I did overextend last night on the fizzy one.
So, what have you done?
Yeah, I did myself a little mischief last night, and actually a couple of your players were there too, so one of them went home early, is playing today. But I just wanted to ask you, what's sort of one area of your game, the team's game, that you would sort of love to see tighten up in the run to September?
Look, I always bias to defence and the contest. You know, like, you can sort of say, oh, the game's built for off the back of that. I think the game's a really transition-based game these days. But I think, you know, if we're really sound defensively, we don't have to search for goals. Like, we've got a really good forward line. We've got enough power through the midfield. So part of the thing for us is to make sure we're really sound defensively, really sound structurally, so we can give our forward half players an opportunity to score. And I sort of think that semi comes for free a little bit if you can turn the ball over in the right spots and get it forward. You know, Tyson, Jez, Paddy down there, Shannon Neal's kicking lots of goals. Our mids are getting forward and kicking goals. So we don't really need to try to manufacture any scoring power. But it'd be really nice to be really sound structurally and behind the ball.
Inspirations Paint Grovedale. What's your next project? 138 Torquay Road in Grovedale. Speaking with Cats assistant coach James Kelly. Here's Neildy.
James, always a pleasure. Good luck today.
Thank you, Mark.
I loved your little drive-by that the Saints play well at Marvel. That was good. Just I want to drill down on that a little bit. So you're talking about their attacking halfbacks. What's the message and how difficult is it to speak to individual players? Like, it's not something you guys do regularly, play a defensive forward. So are you talking to your small, medium forwards to play? How do you do that? Like, if they're supposed to reduce the space of attacking halfbacks when really that's not their go?
Probably the main thing is, Neil, is we just don't want to set up the stoppages and give them space for free. So Grine and Closey, Tyson, Shawnee, they're really dangerous players in their own right, but it's really hard to say to them, can you please stop Malira getting the ball and also get a heap of it yourself, but also we're going to ask you to do that by setting you up 10 metres away from them. So it's a bit too Russian roulette-y for us. And I think that's what we learnt last time, is we got a bit too funky with the stoppages and gave those guys space early and for free. We didn't make them sort of choose, you know, do I man up Shawnee inside a stoppage or ahead of the ball and stuff like that. So we're really confident that if we give our guys an even start, that they'll be able to impact the scoreboard and hold those guys, which have had a really long career doing so. But we just got to give them the best chance to do it. Not necessarily playing defensive forwards and tagging those guys, but just making them defend when they have to defend.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, that's really clear. Hey, the next one is not really my style of question, but I promised Ben I'd help him out for obvious reasons. He's resting his voice until the bounce. He just wanted a bit of an update on Ollie Henry, where you think he's at and what part he can play in your team leading into the finals.
Has he just popped down to APCO for a lozenge or something, has he?
No, he's just having a snooze.
None of that Neildy said was true.
I'll tell you what, if I ever hear a word of you talking about players being unprofessional, I would just be digging into the archives. Anyway, no,
this is every week.
We still see Ollie as a really important part of our team. You know, you sort of talked about Mitch Nevitt, George Stevens before. There's a few guys that are sort of in that boat where we're really comfortable if they're in the team. Ollie, by his own admission, his form hasn't been amazing this year, but we're still really confident that at any stage he can come in and play a really important role for us. So he's highly talented, he knows how we want to play, and if he just pops up in any particular week, we're confident in him. The hard part for him, and you know what sort of starts to happen, is people start crunching the numbers for finals and all that sort of stuff. Players crunch the numbers more than anyone else, so we have to make sure we manage our group really well, that they all understand where they're at, that anything can happen. And probably the best example I've got that comes to mind is Jed Buse last year, who spent 99.9% of the year in the VFL and came in and played finals because we had some specific matchups and we wanted to play a more mobile back line. So that's the best example, is all of those guys, not just Ollie, you know, the old school, keep your chin up and keep working hard and anything can happen, I think.
If nothing else happens this weekend in terms of in the positive column for the Cats, that happened last night at Witten Oval with Toby Conway getting through. Cal, can you tell us that he's got through and pulled up okay this morning, if you've got any feedback on his performance?
Do you guys sponsor Toby? We always get questions from Toby and
Loch Ness.
Yeah, most come from K-Rock, but it's great. Like, really good for Toby. You know, obviously over his few careers, he's got to a point where his loads have got to a certain point and then he's broken back down again. So, you know, he's a big guy. He's carrying a lot of weight around in his bones. So for him to have the sort of last 6 months that he's had and then get through the game last night, and from all reports, he moved pretty well and felt pretty good. So all of that's great for Toby, and, you know, we're really positive about him and his future. So it's good for everyone.
Absolutely. Cal, appreciate your time as always. Good luck this afternoon.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
James Kelly joining us on K-Rock Footy. Thanks to Inspirations Paint Grovedale. Inspirations Paint Grovedale, what's your next project?
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.